Boston Mayor Wu claims every single human on Earth has legal right to come to the U.S. by Warner Todd Houston on February 1, 2026. Democrat Mayor Michelle Wu of Boston, Massachusetts, is going viral for saying that every human on Earth has the legal right to come to the USA. Wu's comments have resurfaced and are once again gaining thousands of comments from outraged Americans. In a video clip of an interview from March, Wu is seen saying, "Every single human being has the legal right to come to the United States and seek shelter." Boston's Mayor Wu. "Every single human being has the legal right to come to the United States and seek shelter." pic.twitter.com/fixrpv. Mass Daily News, at Mass Daily News, January 31, 2026. Of course, federal immigration law states that hopeful immigrants cannot just arrive on America's shores, but must file for visas or asylum while still in their own country, or otherwise outside the U.S., then go through applications and interviews before being allowed to come to the United States. The far-left mayor's comments have elicited a wide range of replies from congressmen, conservatives, and tens of thousands of regular Americans alike. Texas Republican Representative Brandon Gill, for one, ripped Democrats, saying, "Dems demand infinity immigration, then infinity welfare, all at Americans' expense. Dems demand infinity immigration, then infinity welfare, all at Americans' expense." Congressman Brandon Gill, at Rep. Brandon Gill, January 31, 2026. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee also slammed Wu, writing, "Nope, that's not how any of this works, never has been. Never will be. Bad things happen when we pretend otherwise. Nope. That's not how any of this works. Never has been. Never will be. Bad things happen when we pretend otherwise." Mike Lee, at Based Mike Lee, January 31, 2026. In a second post, Lee wrote, "The quiet part out loud. The entire world has more right to America than Americans." Many others also chimed in. "They want us all to be slaves. That's the whole plan." Taking Hayek seriously, at Friedrich Hayek, February 1, 2026. gimmigratspic.twitter.com/nv4tz0co. Jjputz, at Jjin 2019, January 31, 2026. "This is false. It essentially says that there are no nation states. Who thinks that is good? Saying there is no nation state is the equivalent of saying you have no right to your home. Where does it stop?" John Tillman, at John Tillman, March 20, 2025. "If everyone on Earth has the legal right to enter and seek shelter, then borders and citizenship have no meaning. The statement assumes unlimited resources and infinite absorption capacity. No nation can survive operating on principles that deny scarcity and ignore the limits of." Jim Country, at For Your Country, February 1, 2026. pic.twitter.com/fdga88o. "Tired of the willfully ignorant." At ChemicalKid19, January 31, 2026. Michelle Wu is the same Boston mayor who sponsored a No Whites Christmas party in City Hall after she took office in 2023. The notice for the party was sent to all City Hall employees. Wu later delivered a strange apology and said the invite was only supposed to have been sent to elect heads of color and not everyone. "As cities double down on migrants instead of city reforms, they lose more middle-class Americans," Michael Lind wrote in an article for Compact Magazine in September of 2023. "An international migration Ponzi scheme is the only thing that averts a demographic doom loop for badly managed cities," he wrote. "Only a steady morphine drip of low-wage international immigration and subsidies from taxpayers who live elsewhere keep these legacy cities from shrinking to more sustainable dimensions, like Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Cleveland, and St. Louis after World War II," he wrote. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.